Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The mention of the death of her parents made me pause. I check the Twitter sphere every second day or so. I don't know the algorithm of why people whom I don't follow come into view, but this one made me pause as she, a stranger to me, announced that her father had just died yesterday and her mother a week earlier. Yes, that's tough. I scrolled through the comments and was flabbergasted at some of them. Some only spoke of their grief for a deceased loved one. One person said that death is inevitable to all of us and we should embrace it open-heartedly, be happy about the love you gave and received, and that sadness is not necessary. One person spoke quite intimately, it seemed to me, offering support, and then said that they didn't know each other, but was happy to offer support and give a home phone number if she wanted to talk. I often feel like an alien visiting here, because I simply can't imagine what motivates people to write stuff. Yes, there is stuff that is weird and out of order to my sensibilities, but there is still kindness and wisdom to be seen, which is good. Such is the world. And it is good that it is not made or run according to me. Someone posted a picture of a handwritten quote about grief. Quote, "Grief never ends, but it changes. It's a passage, not a place to stay. Grief is not a sign of weakness, nor a lack of faith. It is the price of love." End of quote. I agree with the sentiments and might have used different words and a few more. But that death and grief happen at Christmas time shouldn't be a surprise to us. Of course, we'd rather that it wasn't in our face at that moment. And for that, the Christian Church, with its liturgical calendar, doesn't help. Look at the 3 days after Christmas. The 26th of December is the festival of St. Stephen, martyr, the first Christian martyr. 27th of December is the festival of St. John, apostle and evangelist, who, according to church tradition, died of old age. The 28th of December is the festival of the Innocents, martyrs, the children of Bethlehem killed for the sake of Jesus. Here we see three faces of martyrdom: Stephen, martyr in deed and in will; John, martyr in will, but not in deed; the Innocents, martyrs in deed, but not in will. I suppose this might be a dose of reality for Christians over against sentimentality that might coat Christmas and life, especially if we are affluent. I don't wish to be dour or a sad sack, and people might be feeling particularly raw about this year's COVID Christmas. But if we're feeling life is dumping on us and we can't get an even break, then a respite for a day or two is just that, a respite, and that's something at least. But what we very much need is help getting through the days no matter what. Those Christian martyrs point us to the one who will not and does not abandon us to this world. The word martyr means witness, and they particularly point to Jesus. That's why Jesus came into our world, to be with us, to help us, to support us, to forgive us when we've done wrong or not done right, and to give us a perspective or attitude that can face each day with hope. And I believe what I've just said is true, for the best days, the sunshine days, and also for the worst days, even the day I die. Only in and with Jesus is there this help and meaning in life, in the happiest and toughest of times, and all the days labelled 2021. Let's pray. Lord, help us in all our dealings with one another to be subject to you, the Father of all. May we follow the pattern of your Son, Jesus Christ, who was obedient to your will and gave up his life for us. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.